On Sunday, November 8th, the first international loan exhibition of Islamic art to focus on people, Pearls on a String, Artists, Poets, and Patrons at the Great Islamic Courts will open at the Walters Art Museum in Baltimore. This free exhibition, made possible by the National Endowment for the Humanities, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Institute of Museum and Library Services, and the Maryland Humanities Council, among others, emphasizes the role of human relationships in inspiring and sustaining artistic creativity. Curator Amy Landau tells us more.
Islamic traditions maintain that people may be known through their words, drawings, and painted images. The notion that art is imprinted with human traces is embedded in the words of the 16th century Persian artist and writer Dost Muhammad, who wrote, "Our works point to us, so gaze after us at our works." Biographical narratives are often absent from presentations of Islamic art. Yet from the inception of Islam in the 7th century, representations of the past have relied heavily on accounts about individuals, their innovations, and their social connections. Biography characterizes writing in all branches of the humanities, from the collection of sayings and practices of the Prophet Muhammad, to technical treatises, to the accounts of exemplary cultural figures, including poets, calligraphers, and painters. The free exhibition, Pearls on a String, Artists, Poets, and Patrons at the Great Islamic Courts, honors this biographical tradition. The aim of the exhibition is to invoke stories about people by focusing on three individuals: the 16th century writer Abul Fazl in Mughal India, the 17th century painter Muhammad Zaman in Iran, and the 18th century patron Sultan Mahmud I in the Ottoman Empire. Their life stories reveal a deep curiosity about a world that was quickly changing through the global movement of people, ideas, and technologies. By the written word, the painted image, or the ingeniously engineered object, each of these individuals sought to understand new ideas and perspectives. Through human imagination and collaboration, each had a dramatic impact on the arts. Concentrating on specific people linked together as pearls on a string, the exhibition highlights both individual initiative and human relationships in creating masterful works of art. In addition to international loans, the exhibition draws from the rich collection of Islamic art at the Walters Art Museum, which was assembled by the museum's founder, Henry Walters, and bequeathed by him to the city of Baltimore. Comprising more than 1,200 objects, including manuscripts, paintings, textiles, ceramics, and metalwork, the museum's Islamic collection ranges from the 7th to the 19th century, covering a territory that at its height stretched from present-day Spain and North Africa westward to India. The museum's holdings reflect the cultural diversity and the geographical range of Islamic cultures. The public programming for Pearls on a String, supported in part by the Maryland Humanities Council, will offer a variety of ways to approach the exhibition's themes, including live poetry readings in the galleries, a world premiere concert, bookbinding classes, and talks with artists and scholars about Islamic cultures, as well as discussions about the Muslim experience in Baltimore today.
Pearls on a String will be on view at the Walters through January 31, 2016, before moving to the Asian Art Museum in San Francisco. Learn more at thewalters.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.